SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The military has announced that all six crew members aboard a KC-135 refueling plane that crashed in Iraq are dead. Another aircraft was involved in the incident but landed safely. That brings to at least 13 the number of American deaths in the two-week-old war. President Trump posted a new threat to Iran's leaders on his social media website early this morning, promising stepped-up military action. Meanwhile, Gulf countries neighboring Iran came under fire once again overnight.
In Oman, a drone crashed into an industrial area, killing two foreign nationals and injuring several others. The United Arab Emirates and Kuwait also responded to a barrage of missiles and drones. In central Dubai, debris from an intercepted projectile hit the facade of a building, a minor incident, authorities said. In Kuwait, drones hit the airport again, resulting in some damage. Qatar also intercepted an attack last night.
That's the BBC's Barbara Plett Usher reporting. Pro-Iranian hackers are targeting sites in the Middle East and starting to stretch into the U.S. during the ongoing war.
Hackers supporting Iran claimed responsibility for a significant cyber attack against a U.S. medical device company. They've also tried to penetrate cameras in Middle Eastern countries to improve Iran's missile targeting and targeted data centers in the region. National security and cybersecurity experts say Iran's government will look to leverage its cyber capabilities against the military dominance of the United States. American ports, wastewater treatment plants, and power stations are among the most likely targets. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says the U.S. 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's invasion. This is SRN News. Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith of its fathers will negatively impact future generations. Only 19% of respondents say they think the decline would be good for the country. The survey also reveals nearly 60% of Britons think that Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
For more than a century, Utah has kept gambling almost entirely out of the state. In a new battle, Utah is on the verge of enacting a law intended to undercut so-called prediction markets, like Kalshi and Polymarket, which allow anyone with a smartphone to wager on anything. Republican Governor Spencer Cox says they're putting a casino in the pocket of every single American, and we're going to make sure this doesn't happen in our state. This is SRN News. As a heat wave engulfs the West Coast, reporter Larry Marino shares tips on how to avoid related health risks.
Today is expected to be the hottest day of the week, and it could break records.
Well, heat can do a lot more than make you sweat. It can make you sick, and in serious cases, even die.
That's Dr. Christopher Dahl, Deputy Health Officer for the County of Riverside Public Health Department.
Extreme heat can be dangerous for everyone, but pay special attention to older adults, young kids, pregnant women, people with heart disease, and individuals have other chronic medical conditions.
He says it's a great idea to check in on your elderly neighbors to make sure they are staying cool during heat waves. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus is due back in court today as a state judge weighs whether certain documents and proceedings should be open to the public. On Wall Street, stocks are pushing higher. More details at srnnews.com.